We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Tis the season for giving and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year. DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money, one touchdown. Yep, you heard it right. All you got to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, sit back, and watch someone score a touchdown. Easy as pie. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore score a touchdown on Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one touchdown. You double your money when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dustin. Dustin, this is our typical fourth quarter where we want to start looking forward. I had a conversation with someone this weekend after the game about the 2021 season and how you approach that. And my conversation was, you know what? You just call this one a mulligan. You write it off, say it was a crazy year. You start anew. The problem is you still have several games to go this season. So what's the message James Franklin delivers to his team this week after yet another disappointing loss?
I think it just kind of it comes down to a real challenge of their pride at this point, because what else is there? You're 0-5. You are all but guaranteed to have a losing record. Mathematically, if they run the table, if they win in that Big Ten championship game weekend matchup with the Nebraska or whoever, and you go to a bowl game, you could end this thing 5-5. And I don't know, maybe that's part of your message. But ultimately, this falls on the players. How much pride do you have left? What are you willing to fight for? Are you willing to fight for each other? Are you not embarrassed by what has happened so far? You know, we've got three more opportunities. I know that the season has been imperfect, to say the very least, but there's three more chances to play, three more chances to prove yourselves. The nation is laughing at you. What do you have to say about that? Because the nation is laughing at this team, right or wrong. I think there's a lot of people through all everything that's happened over the past decade. James Franklin's standing, you know, especially in the Big Ten, as one of the more, you know, hated figures among Big Ten coaches. There are a lot of people who are relishing in this team's failures. And so you have to be able to rally around each other. Maybe there's a prove it element here, but if this team doesn't find its sense of pride and doesn't find a willingness to fight, then you're going to keep getting the same results. So I think that's the challenge now.
It definitely is. And all of these players have to look at this where, remember, this year doesn't count against eligibility. So theoretically, you could come back with this exact same team. You know, it's, you know, the good news, bad news. The good news is everyone could come back. The bad news is this is an 0-5 team. Not sure you want everybody back. But you're either a player who's thinking I'm done and looking at an NFL career, or I'm a player coming back. So if I'm going to start getting ready for next season, if I want a position next year, I got to start proving it now. And speaking of positions, let's start at quarterback. So Dustin, who is the starting quarterback and how do you look at this? Is this, you know, who's the player who could give me the best chance to win this week? Or is it the player I want as my quarterback long term?
I don't know what the answer to either one of those questions is. You know, short term, long term. I think for the coaching staff, Sean Clifford is the guy that they continue to have more confidence in. After needing to bring in Will Levis against Nebraska to search for some kind of spark, to do something a little bit different, you saw kind of the flip side, the downside of that against Iowa. And then you saw Sean Clifford was the guy to kind of deliver the spark. If you're looking at what these quarterbacks are being asked to do, what freedoms they have in the offense, how much trust the coaches have in them, it seems pretty clear to me that they have more trust that Sean Clifford can make a wider range of plays than Will Levis can. And I would imagine, like, it's my guess that Clifford is now the starter, and you are going with a full on, let's embrace the fact that both of these guys are going to play. But if you're going to sprinkle in anybody, I think you sprinkle in Will Levis for that change of pace, and you lean into that. You didn't get good results from him against Iowa in his starting position, but I think maybe he can bring that same energy. Maybe he can bring that package of plays as a change of pace. So my thought is that Sean Clifford is the guy to start at Michigan, and they still use Will Levis more so than they had in the past. Now, long term, I think it's fair to wonder if either of these guys is the answer. And if you're wondering if either of these guys is the answer and you don't think either of them are, then who is the answer? What are you looking for? Taquan Roberson, I don't think is going to get the opportunity under the circumstances. You want to try to set him up to succeed in his first college action. This is not the situation to do it. So I think you're looking at both of these guys. Are either one of them, you know, the guy to lead a turnaround in 2021? I have some serious doubts here, Jim, that either one of them are. But, you know, this is what they're working with. Do they get in the transfer market? That doesn't seem to be James Franklin's thing. Is the future option on the roster somewhere besides these two? I have no idea. You know, this is something that Penn State hasn't really had to deal with because they've had Trace McSorley, and now they're in the weeds at the quarterback spot. And I don't know if the long-term answer is on this roster right now.
I don't know either, Dustin, but I don't think Will Levis has been given the same opportunity that Sean Clifford did. Remember, Sean Clifford got to start 4 games and did not really play well in any of them, and he kept getting thrown out there. Will Levis got 1 game. I know it wasn't great, but I don't think it was awful. I think he deserves an opportunity. I don't think he'll get the start. I think they will go back to Sean Clifford, but I believe if I were the coach, I'd just say, neither one of you own this job. It's 50-50 right now, and you're both going to get a chance to play. You're both trying to earn the position. So that would be my take on it, because neither one of them has proven that they deserve to be the guy. There's also bigger things going on with this team. You alluded to it earlier, Dustin, how they were losing at the line of scrimmage, both sides. There's enough blame to go around all the way up and down the coaching staff, the players. Is there a risk, or maybe it's already happened? Has James Franklin lost this team?
I mean, did he have them? I think that's a valid follow-up. I don't know that losing the team, A, implies that you had them in the first place. I'm not sure if you really ever had a grip on this team under all the circumstances to start the year. And then once you lose to Indiana, and now, you know, you're kind of, you make some mistakes as coaches. Some guys aren't in the right positions to make plays. You don't know what's going on at quarterback. You might have some really staunch that Clifford needs an extended look. You might have some guys in the locker room who are saying it's got to be Will Levis. You might have some division there. And anytime you go 0-5, there are seeds for division everywhere. I wouldn't say he's lost them, but I think that there are challenges on every single front, and it's not a team that's united for the same cause. I think that seems to be pretty clear. You're not getting very high effort play from so many guys, Jim. It really looks like there's a lot of guys, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, just kind of running through the motions. And in that respect, maybe there's a degree of losing the team, but I don't think they ever had the team. And I think any coach would be, at risk of a full-blown losing the team at this point in time. it all comes down to what does next week have in store? We've seen the same product on the field 5 weeks in a row. At a certain point in time, not only are fans going to roll their eyes and walk away, you're going to have that same dynamic in your own locker room.
Let's go one step further. And by the way, that's an interesting point you made about did he ever have the team? That's the first time I've heard that presented that way. The next step down is the coordinators. Brent Pry, Kirk Ciarrocca, where are you more concerned?
I would say Brent Pry because he is the more proven commodity. He's not the new coach on campus. He had ample firepower, I think, coming back. You look at the DNs, the D tackles, the linebackers were new, and yeah, you lose Micah Parsons, but there was a lot of experience there, some good players, some former heralded prospects there, two senior starters at safety. You had a senior starter at cornerback, and you had a bunch of other really good young options starting to emerge. There's no excuse to look so hopeless, especially in the first halves of games. There's not good execution. There's not good communication. There's not good effort. Guys aren't flying to the ball. Guys aren't tackling well. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong on the defensive side of the ball. And I think you have to lay a lot of that on coaching. Kirk Ciarrocca doesn't get a pass just yet, but they're not blocking well up front. You just lost Pat Freiermuth. You lost your two best running backs. Your starting quarterbacks are really not what you hoped that they would be. There's a lot of personnel stuff going on the offensive side of the ball, in addition to the fact that Ciarrocca got here late, didn't have the spring, all the stuff we've talked about a whole bunch to this point. He needs a little bit more time. He needs better quarterback play. He needs this line to block better. They don't really have a prayer of executing a lot of the time because the line is getting pushed back from the line of scrimmage. So I say give Ciarrocca a little bit more time, but Pry, this defense has got to step up to the plate and start to get the job done here. There's no good excuse for that.
All right, Dustin, we have just half a minute here. Got to look ahead, get your Michigan prediction. The DraftKings line on this game right now, Michigan is favored by 2.5 points. The over-under is at 59.5 points. What do you got?
I'm going way under. I'm going 21-20 Michigan. I can't pick Penn State to win a game on the road at this point. I know Michigan just had to fight their butts off to beat Rutgers in triple overtime. But hey, guess what? That win counts, and Penn State hasn't gotten one yet. That team looks listless. Penn State looks listless, but Penn State's the one traveling here. Michigan has at least a little bit of momentum. I'm going with the Wolverines in this one.
All right, you heard it here from Dusty, 21-20 Michigan. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is one touchdown. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN during sign-up. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer.
Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.